Welcome to Class War Radio Show with your host, Long Island Joe, introducing the Northeastern Grudge Racers to the world. With Custom Tees Racing and QuarterMileBrothers.com, the Northeastern Racers now have a platform of their own to talk about issues and races relevant to them. Check out www.puckoff.com for all your grudge racing needs throughout the United States. With no further ado, here's your host, Long Island Joe!
Good evening, everybody, tonight. Just want to thank God for making it here another day. I had a little rough week this week, but God spared me through it, so I'm here again. Well, tonight, I really don't have too much of a topic, but we do have some call-outs, and that's what I'm going to do tonight, because I know a lot of people were telling me, can I call out people, because we ran over the time limit last time, and I mean, we got a host of people that want to race, a host of people that want to call. I have guys from Alabama want to get on. I got guys from Chicago that want to get on. I can tell you a few people, my man Wolfpack and them, they're going to be talking about something tonight. June from Black and Mile, they'll be out here tonight, which, and I know already that something's going to end up happening with those two. And it's going to be interesting tonight. I'll tell you that, because if everything goes on like they say, they want to lock in some races. And I don't know what's going to happen with what races they're going, where they're going to, and who. I mean, there's going to be a few races that are coming up soon. We got Fayetteville, we got Piedmont, we got Big Shams race going on in June. Oh, we have a little everything. Bruce Leroy, he's got something going on. Little Tony has something going on. We have a host of people. I mean, and Kenny Beachman and them. I'm hearing that those guys at Horseman even have something going on. So there's a lot of racing that's going on, and I love it when they turn around. You got some guys that like to talk the talk and not do anything else after that. But we need to have more guys that want to race, not talk around and just do the talking on the computer racing. So I'm going to tell you a young thing, and there's a topic with a few things that I like to say, like, are people scared of the name? I mean, you can answer that one. I mean, there's a lot of people out there. They hear a guy and first thing it is, oh, Young Stang. Young Stang, I'm scared. I don't want to run it. You hear somebody like Pizza Gangster. I don't want to run it. I mean, I know for a fact Pizza Gangster and Tiptoe have been going at it back and forth, and they don't race each other. And they don't care about each other's name. If this one thinks he can win that day, so be it. I have the three M's. And you got to say one thing about it. Mac is a man out there on a mission. Mac doesn't care who he's going to run. He'll try Big Sexy. He'll try to love everybody. I mean, people talk, but one thing about him, he does try. He'll go out there. Then you got Racing Jason, another one on issue. You have a lot of guys out there that are willing to go out to try. And you have a lot of guys that just want to talk on the computer, turn around and say what they would have did or what I do or be the bully. You got to turn around. You come with one with a big conventional head, and then the other one's only got a big chief. And they want a fair race. They want to say that's a heads-up race. No, it's not. So I'm going to open up a line right now. And I'm going to say 631-5600. You're on. 631-5600. Hello?
Joe.
Hello. Yes. I hear you. You on.
Joe, what's up?
Nothing much. Who are we speaking to?
It's Junie, man. What's up, Joe?
Hey, what's going on, June? How's everything?
All right. What's going on with you?
That's the whole thing, man. Wolfpack Calvin will be on in a little while because I know he's been talking, and I'll tell you, everybody's been talking about it. They're saying, you know, I talked to Calvin earlier today. He said that you guys were going to do something one day, and I think you guys broke something. So, but he said that you guys had broke the last time you guys were getting ready to run. And you got something on your mind? You thinking about trying?
Yeah, I want to break something off in his ass.
All right. You're going to tell me what races you're going to go to so I can be able to tell him where you're going to be down there.
Anywhere he want to meet.
Anywhere he want to meet?
We can stop a month and keep going down to the racing season over with. Do you think he can win one?
Anytime he can win one, huh?
Yep.
That's going to be interesting, I'll tell you that, because he sure ain't scared now. He went on out there, and I got to say.
I like
that. He ran Popeye, and he put it on Popeye.
Yeah.
He told me that he was putting out $200 on whoever cuts the best light in elimination on our race at Piedmont. That's on the conventional head shootout.
Yeah.
So now he that's how much confidence that he got, and I'm going to tell you. I mean, the man is definitely out there, so I don't know if he's willing to go ahead during the eliminations or you're going to just gonna do it before that.
I'm going to put another $200 on that side to see who turn on that light on the top.
I'm going to try to, I'm going to make sure I'm going to get Calvin on here because I know he already had. I got to look on here because I know a lot of the guys on here.
It ain't how you finish. It ain't how you start the race, it's how you finish it.
Oh, God. That's how you get. I like that one. Wow. Well, when you hear that, boy, because I know he was working a little bit on his house over there. But, boy, I know his buddy's got to be listening right now. But, June, you got anything else that you got? You know, I know your brother going to be coming out soon, too.
Huh?
You know, I heard your little brother going to put some 28s on the bottom of the car.
Yeah,
brother
he
did.
He'll be there, and then we got a little street coming out too, full body car, full interior. We're going to try to get in that little street car shootout down in Fayetteville. So,
okay.
You know, Wolfpack and them got something like that, like that little Chevelle that they ran little Phil with, or little Joe with. We tried them too.
Okay, so what you mean to tell me, you out there hunting wolves right now?
Huh?
What, you out there hunting wolves right now?
Yeah, I'm not like wolves.
And well,
everybody
else
on the line, don't mess with my money, man. Leave them alone. Leave them to me.
Now, you know we're going to Fayetteville, man. I'll tell you that. We all know we all going to Fayetteville. And you're going to see my, I had just turned around and I just did something the other day. So,
we do two races, you know.
Okay.
And like I said, you know how we, cows know how we get down. We don't run for a lot of money. Just go out there and put it on for the fans. But we'll try something in Fayetteville. And if you want to redeem yourself, we'll do it in Piedmont again.
Okay. And you know we actually doing that pig roast down in Piedmont also. We definitely want to keep. We're doing a pig roast down in Piedmont also.
Yeah.
So, be ready. I mean, I know some people don't like pork, but I'll try to see what else I can do for them if they don't want to eat the pork. There ain't no problem. We'll do something else too. Maybe a fish fry on top.
And then
nobody got to buy anything.
And then on your show down in Butts Creek, I'm ready for anything on the property. I have my car there.
Okay. I'm going to open up the mic and see
on the property on that day.
I think we got old Otis on here also. Let me hit him right quick.
Yeah, all right.
Otis, you on the mic?
What's going on, ladies? How you doing?
What's going on, Otis?
Hey, man, where's Swizzle at?
Huh?
Swizzle on his radio?
Swizzle. Oh, he didn't get on here yet, but I'm quite sure that there's going to be quite a bit of getting on because, you know, he got a thing going on. You know, they got locked in with Pee Wee. I don't know if you heard about that one. That's a race coming up soon, too. Kevin Hunt.
Half a mile.
Oh, you want to run his Buick?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, when I get Swizzle on this here phone, I'm going to definitely let you go ahead and get some talk. Because I know how he is.
And I'll be ready for a test before the middle of the summer.
The middle of summer?
Middle of summer, okay, my car. I'll be ready for a fast car. I hope you bring enough.
But you ready for a Swizzle car now, though?
Yeah.
Okay, so you want to run Swizzle, do it. And you call you calling them out, but now tell me something. When you be ready for them, when you want to confront them?
I'll confront them tonight if you get on the show.
Okay, I'm gonna make sure I get them out there. I definitely will. I promise you.
And I can meet them at the first show that's available. We can meet them. We can go to Virginia this weekend if you want to.
Now they got something going on in Virginia this week?
No, I'm just saying. Richard, I go to his ass right quick and come on home.
Yeah. I know it's kind of cold right now. I know you know how it is now. That attack ain't so great, but, man, I'm telling you, so far, everybody's been talking. Now, June, you told me another thing. I know we've been trying to get it right now. The Black Mamba should be out soon, right?
Yeah. I'll be in Bus Creek with it.
You be in Bus Creek this week? Okay. Now tell me, you coming out with any paint on it?
Huh?
You going to have any paint on it?
I got to get a racehorse, so I can't afford the paint. I put too much money in the car.
The reason why I'm asking because
somebody else going to paint it for me. That first victim is going to paint it for me. I'm going to have your son do it, Joe.
Okay. Well, when I tell you what just happened was someone called me up before. And they left a message, but I got to call them back. I called back, and they can call me back if they're here on the radio tonight. They want to wrap a car like a full mod, and they want to pay them for it. So if they wrap your car up, and they're going to have their whatever they're advertising, and then they'll pay you by weekly or whatever every time you go to a show. So would you be interested in something like that?
Yeah, anything to help, man.
Yeah, because, you could still have your stuff on there, too, but they just want everything else, whatever they want, you know. Like, say, for example, I'm just using an example, say, Monster Energy.
Hey, is Ronnie still
like
on the line?
Oh, man, I know you were talking about getting on here because Ronnie and Cliffy were talking about coming on. Why are you saying
I'm
talking about Ronnie?
They ain't allowed on here until me and Otis get off.
They ain't allowed to. Okay, so I want to hit their button there, right?
Yeah.
No, let me stop. I ain't going to do that. I got to let everybody get off. But,
they ain't allowed
to
order get off.
I can tell you right now, given people are here, and you know how it is, you know. You hear a name, and people scared to death. They scared to race you because of your name. And that's why I was wondering, what's your take on that? You know, is it the name or is it the car that scares people? You know? You know how it is. Sometimes they get tiptoeing.
You know what it really is about the racing now? People take it to heart, man. They don't do it for the fun no more. That's what it all is. Like I said, you go out there and run for $200, nobody upset, $300, $400, $500, whatever. But I think the pots is what killed the racing. Everybody run for big pots, and then they can't stand the ass whooping, and then they lose friendship about it. People get mad about shit.
I agree with that one. I definitely agree with that one. We've seen a lot of people lose friendship over a race. Then you see a lot of people turn around and got closer.
People get friends and can't drive their own cars. Jump back in the 12-second car. Have fun that way. Where it started from.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I agree with that. I mean, I still remember to this day, the first time we went, we decided, I said, let's just try to make a little ride. Everybody, it was eight of us went down there. Remember that? Eight cars went down to Capitol. I mean, that was great. Poppy, I said, no, Poppy. He said, what are you doing? I told him, listen, man. I said, I'm pulling out. I'm going to go out. I'm going to the track. Well, what do you mean? I said, well, I'm bringing June, Otis, and we all went together that day. Nobody knew about that. We decided we was going to ride together. And I'll never forget. And we got out there, had a ball. It was great. We had fun. We didn't race nobody, but we had to talk shit and have fun and come on back home. That's what it's about. Well, you know, you get some people that you know how it goes. You can't ride. If somebody got to be out there, going to have a bad apple every now and then, we just got to straighten them out. Look, man, you can't do this with us. You come with us. That's how it is.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, and I really like it. The way we're riding right now is working out good. We ain't got no problems. We go everywhere. People ask us, yo, can you come here? Can you come here? And like I said, that day to day, try to interview me on the mic. No, yo, don't just put me out there. I want all of them. They all with me.
Yeah.
And to this day, that's a reminder. And like me and Otis always say about it, you know, sometimes we take the film on, we just turn it on just to look and see Poppy on there. You know, just look on there because that man was so happy he was waiting, couldn't wait to come back. You know, every time I look around, we're talking about that. Now, you know, he's gone, but the spirit is still with us. So, like we said, we're going to keep it moving. We ain't going to turn around. If one thing stops us, we're going to be a little bit more solid. And now I know, like I told everybody, I said I was bringing some cars over to Shamsbury on June 7th out there. And we've got a few street cars, and hopefully that I'm bringing Black, if they don't have Black and Mild, I'm going to have Shot's car there. I'm at the streetcar shootout. I'm going to have Donald from D.C. out there and from Maryland. He's going to be bringing it. The Slut, he should be able to come. And Lamont. And if everything works out, we'll get that 8-car carrier, like they said. That 8-car carrier, we're going to have all 8 cars out there. And we're going to try to rule out there. And I told Sam about it. You know, I guess he didn't believe me the first time. But I said, we might have came out with just 2 cars, but I promise you, when we come back, I will make sure that we don't mind racing. And we did it. We went out there, little Phil, my car was a little hurt, something was wrong, but he didn't care. As long as I put him in the race, he went on ahead and do it. Go ahead and try it. That's what it is. You know, it ain't a whole bunch of money. I didn't have to worry about it, you know?
Yep,
I bet
yep.
what I can afford. I don't bet over my head.
That's it.
And a lot of people, they're going to bet that they're going to mortgage everything else, and they're going to be looking stupid later on. Now they want to fight, argue, ain't no need for that. I got to say, when I went out there, those guys treated you so good, no problem, no accusing of you or something, or somebody ran nitrous, something like that, no big money. But, you know, as soon as you put that pot, $5,000 and $6,000, somebody got to say something, especially if they lose. Because they got lost some money that they couldn't afford.
That's when the bullshit starts.
Yep. I mean, you know what? I'll tell you what. We were at the track capital now. You know how I am. Sometimes I just like to see a race, and sometimes I just turn around to hell with it. I'll bet the money. Or I just say, go ahead and do it. I'm with you. You did that with my son. You, even though he's out class with him, you said, hell with it. Go ahead and run him.
Yep. And race.
I did it with Extreme. Yeah, they went out and raced.
That's a part of racing, man.
Yep.
Everybody
knew. You know, yep. I told Steven them, I said, listen, don't worry about it. Going out there, whatever I say, if I tell you go ahead and run, don't worry about it. I'm not worried about it. You lose, you lose. Because we just all put in, but we're going to give it the best. And we ran David Neal that night, the last time out. And it just so happened. George and everybody was there, and they said, we're going to get to you. They didn't even make a pass down. The light came down, shoot. Austin left. Uh-oh. And David Neal hit that thing, and I think he must have hit all 2 guns at one time. He blew the tires away, and that was it. And that little truck got away from him. That was it. And that's racing. That's what racing's about, really about. And they shook hands. They said it'd be another day, and they're going to run again. But you know how it is. Certain people can't take that loss. You know, I ran Donald. I ain't going to lie to you. Me and Donald talk about this to this day. When I saw him leave out on me, and you can look at the tape, he was talking about, you got some people that race faster. And somebody said that, he was playing with you, Don. Man, if I was playing with you, I don't know why I would get up to 8,200. You know, I was trying to catch him. That's all I can tell you right now. I was looking at the back of Donald's car.
Yeah, we all were. You seen the tape?
Yeah, my heart was, look, I ain't going to lie to you. When it first left out the gate, I said, oh, shit. That's exactly what I said.
I had to unzip my fire jacket, man. It was getting tight, man.
I talked to Donald about it. I said, Donald, I'll tell you right now. When I was leaving that line, he was out in front of me like that. I said, oh, shit, he done got me. And I said, man, I was so mad. I was cussing at the car. While I was in the car cussing. And I said, second, it's probably got it up to be obvious. He started coming up off again. I started looking at him. I said, oh, shit, you can get him, baby. Now I'm talking good to him. First time I was talking bad to her, I was going to cut the car out and everything, put everything in the front underneath there. Then as I was passing, I saw Donald's face look at me like, what the hell? So he came and told me, he said, you know what I said? He said, I was happy. I was like, yeah, yeah. And I said, what the F? I said, damn, Donald, come on. He said, I'll sleep. And we laughed about it. But you know what? He still laughed about it. That was a good race. And everybody thinks that it was you know, it was no easy race. I had everything, whatever I had the tongue hanging out. I didn't know what to do because I was not going to turn around. I said, man, whatever it's going to have, it's going to have. And I went over there and I shook his hand. I saw him a good race. He was out in front of me. I ain't going to lie. I thought it was over. I reached the seat. Everybody talking about, you know, how bad he slept. He ain't slept. His car just leaves hard. There was no sleep. I'm looking at my car. When I was looking at how it moved, my car just didn't, my car didn't stick his foot like that. But then Donald, this shit left out of there. But I ran on the top end on him. And to this day, we just laugh about it. But you know what? He said, we'll do a race again. Mm-hmm. I ain't got no problems, man. You can do something like that. But I've seen races that came on the street. And I've seen a couple with y'all, you know. And y'all turn around and lose. And turn around and say, we're going to come back. I'm going to try you again. Matter of fact, it came back the next day, right?
Yep.
But what's been up with Shaq there, man? You've been awful quiet lately.
Shaq?
Yeah.
He got his pot brewing, man. He's coming back. We're getting everything together now. He'll be back.
And Terrence, what's he up to?
Oh, you know Terrence. He just laid back.
I know. He got
his high gun on the phone. That's one of your assassins, Joe. Why they label him like that?
Yeah. Listen, I did not start that, man. I ain't going to lie to you. I didn't say that on the radio, so I'm just letting y'all know. I didn't say that. I didn't start that. When he said, hi, assassin, I said, when I heard that, I was like, oh, man. Oh, that's real.
Yeah. You know what's so funny? I've been on the car for 2 years, and I kill anything that lined up next to me in that tree. And you're going to have to chase the whole way down.
You got to chase.
Hey, Joe.
Uh-huh.
This is Big Sham. What's going on, brother?
What's going on, Sham? How's everything?
Oh, everything's good, man. I just wanted to give you a shout-out. I keep hearing all these street cop people on this line. I heard you say you're coming down June 7th, that you need to bring them all down there with you.
Yeah, they're coming. I'm going to tell you who's coming. June, tell them what you got so he knows. Hello?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, June, you still on, right?
Yeah, I'm on.
June, tell him about the car, Terrence's car, because we get that car sit like ground and pound, Malibu. Tell him how the Malibu sit.
Hey, before you do that, Joe, hold on, June. I got somebody on here that want to say something to you, Long Island Joe. They're looking for you.
Okay.
Hold on. Skin, you lie.
Hey, Long Island Joe.
What's going on, Joe?
Hey, Long Island Joe.
Yeah.
Hey, have you ever heard of Richard Sherman?
Of who?
Richard Sherman. Played for the Seahawks.
No.
And you ain't know him, Michael Crabtree, that played for the 49ers. Because your son's going to be Michael Crabtree, and I'm Richard Sherman. I'm going to the Super Bowl, baby. You think I'm going to let a mediocre racer beat me, little old boy? I'm beating this little old ass. And I'm going to shake his hand and give him a hug after that. Now, I'm going to pat him on his little old ass and tell him, go on and tell your daddy to fuck with me. Don't be fucking with me. Yeah, because I don't know who you think you is up there. What, you in New Jersey or something? New York or something? That's how they do it.
I'm in Long Island. Look, I said, I told him, go get him. Just go get him.
Hey,
Otis,
you got this
Otis
little
Junior
one fucking with me, man. I'm going to rattle his cage. Hey, tell him don't bring
him.
I don't want to fight. Hey, look, tell him I don't want to fight him. None of that. Tell him that little boy is too young and shit. I don't want to be doing all that. Nah, I just want to rattle his cage a little bit. I'm going to rattle his cage and play with him a little bit. And, you know, he going to know he's playing with a man when he gets through fucking with me.
Well, Bill is turning 16 now, so he said he's a young man.
He's still wet behind his. He got milk. He got a milkshake behind his ear. Man, I'm going to leave that little boy on the back of his ear. He's going to be like, golly, he might not go to high school. You shouldn't do that, Long Island Joe. You should not do that.
All right, we're going to find out, because I'm telling you right now.
Man, I'm Sherman, man. I'm Richard Sherman, man.
Okay. Look,
they say I'm
talking
too much.
They might lose.
They
might lose. They might lose.
Hey,
be careful.
I don't care about them losing. I said, me and your son is in the playoffs. I'm going to the Super Bowl. Whether I lose the Super Bowl or not, I ain't got nothing to do with it because you ain't going to be in the Super Bowl.
You think so?
So what the hell they got to do with it if I lose the Super Bowl? So what? You ain't in the goddamn Super Bowl. I'm in my class right
now. Hold on, kid. Please tell Junior what happened.
Just tell Junior what happened
to the reason why we didn't get to do it. Just tell him first.
Just tell the guys from up there where you at.
Yeah, just tell him what happened.
Somebody oil down the track because I was finna oil his ass now. Or get my ass oiled now. I wasn't going to be mad. One way or
another. He paid the man to come up there and blow the motor up. The motor was not lying.
He paid him to go. No, y'all the one come way from up there and told the motherfucker oil the track down because you didn't want no trouble. You got that light-ass truck. I got this heavy-ass truck riding around with the air conditioner on. And you went to talking Foxy, and I said, get your ass on up there.
Listen, that truck ain't nothing gutted out of that truck. Only thing you got is the bottom left hood.
Okay, you're right. But listen to this, sir. It's still way lighter than my truck. That's all I'm trying to tell you. I ain't worried about all that, though.
You running on the motor. Wait. They told me, honestly, tell you the truth, they told me straight out, when you grudge racing, ain't no such thing as weight.
Okay, you
just
right.
Remember that. Don't class race. You know, don't class race.
I'm not class racing. I just was telling you what I got. We don't got. I'm just letting the guys know. Since you're telling me to let them know something, I'm letting them know we don't have the same truck. I don't got no 1980 truck. I'm in the 90s. I'm almost in the 2000 range. You know what I'm talking about?
Okay.
You know
well,
what I mean, Long Island
Joe?
That's just like having a 2014 Mustang versus a 92 that's gutted to death. Or no seats in it and all that old shit, whatever you call it. I don't know what you call it. But you know the difference. You ain't no fool.
Yeah, but look, we giving you the heck. You said you were a legend, so that's the reason why we're giving you heck. Phil told me that all legends are dead.
Wait a minute, you giving
so
me what?
So he's trying to kill you.
Wait a minute, you giving me what? You just said he was giving me something. What'd you say he was giving me?
No, when we racing you, we basically giving you a handicap. You at your own track. We let you pick
your
lane.
No, you're not. I'm giving
everything.
You a handicap. I don't want no goddamn lane. I want to whoop your ass. I don't want no damn lane. I get in the middle lane. What are you talking about?
Hey,
you talking about Long Island Joe? I don't. Hey, look, Long Island Joe, you can have a lane. I don't give no fuck about no lane. You know what you giving me? You giving me a little boy that just started getting this dick hard. Man, I'm gonna blow your little ass out. What are you talking about? You ain't. That's what you giving me. You giving me a little old boy and talking about you many come run. With a pickup truck with a small block on the motor because he's 15 years old and he going to do this and do that. The only thing, the advantage he got on me is the tree. But I'm going to show him how to take the tree back from him. I'm going to take it back from his ass.
Look,
this is what my grandmama told me.
We're
going
to on that tree, too. I'm going to tell you that right
look,
now.
Look, this is what my grandmama told me. Nah, he's probably going to beat me on the tree. I ain't going to bet on that. This is why I'm telling you what my grandmama told me. She said, if you play with a puppy, he'll lick your mouth. That boy's a puppy. I'm going to see if he can lick me. I'm going to see if this little old 16-year-old going to lick on me. I can get him a whole another year, so he should be a little stronger. Have you been doing push-ups?
I ain't been doing push-ups.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. All I'm telling you is these little old boys up here talking about skiing, don't race that boy with that truck. Man, they can kiss my ass. They can bet with you. You think I give a damn? They can go back to Long Island with you. I don't give a damn where he go.
Well, that's just like what you're saying. Do we care about the name or do we care about the vehicle? And we don't care about either one, so we're gonna kill you right away. We just gonna make a stick in the back.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Man, whoop my ass first. Don't be waiting till the end of the night trying to make it a show and all that and talking about this gonna be the last race of the night. No, whoop my ass first.
No.
Let me go home. I ain't gotta sit there. Shit. Don't whoop my ass and we on about my motherfucking
weight. Well, look, Skins, this is no lie. We do got to run the alley boys first because we just told me to get
the race
right back.
You see what I'm saying? You always switching up on me.
Hold up, then. If you don't want me to race him first, we're going to race you first.
Wait a minute. Who you say you racing first? Did you claim you was racing first?
You know, the Malibu that we raced last? We raced the ground and pound first, then we raced that Malibu last. The alleyway boys is something they call. We raced them last.
I don't remember that. Are y'all racing motor to motor?
Yeah, Sam would know the card, right, Sam?
Yeah, Jack Ball, Skin.
Oh, yeah. Y'all know him whooping his ass first. I don't give a damn. But he ain't going to be ready, though. He fuck around, don't be ready. He fuck around and don't even be at the track.
Come on.
I mean, every guy is different, Long Island Joe. You talking to the best right now. You talking to the world's greatest right now. I'm just trying to tell you some good shit. Now, if you don't want to listen, hang up the phone or walk away. I'm trying to tell you some good shit. You don't want to listen. That little old stupid-ass boy might not even be at the track. I don't give a damn if he on the show listen. He's subject not even be there. If I got a in my body, I could have a flu. I'm going to be there with some goddamn night wheel. I'm going to put your goddamn son to sleep. That's why I'm kind of crazy. Or he gonna put me to sleep.
You hear that, right, Joe? You hear that, Otis, right?
Yeah, I'm here.
We gotta be there.
Hey.
Matter of fact, we getting a bus ready to go there.
Man,
that's
June could come. I whoop his ass. Who is he?
You ain't gonna whoop me. You ain't gonna whoop me, man.
If I catch you in my category, I'm gonna try to whoop your ass.
I'm coming.
Okay. What kind of car you got?
Bad one. I got a call for every class. Where you want to run?
You got a car to run in the mouth? I'll run your ass in the mouth.
A car what?
The run in the mouth. You know we run in the mouth, too. When we leave the track,
I got one of them, too.
Get your ass down. We'll pay your motherfucking ass, too. You ain't nothing. And guess what?
That Phil say something for me, Joe.
Hey, June, that's like you trying to pay the call. That
ain't
fine.
Say something for me, Joe.
Man, Joe ain't gonna do nothing. Hey, Joe, gonna whip your ass before you even get up here.
Breaking up like a 38 fold.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Who got your ass?
You didn't fuck with the rest. Now you fucking with the best, baby.
I promise you, man. They ain't doing nothing.
Come on into town.
Y'all can't
come on into town.
See, we don't claim to be fans. We just want to play. That's all.
That's it?
Yeah.
We ain't doing no goddamn claiming. We don't care nothing about the claims.
Are y'all going to Philly? What are y'all cars and trucks?
You know, I'm going to bring all y'all down. I'm going to bring y'all down there to Sham's race. I'm going to bring y'all to Sham's race. That's why I told you I'm getting that car carrier. I'm going to get the car carrier. We going June. We going out there to Sham's race. We going out west.
Yeah, come on with it.
We going to be like cowboys and Indians over there. We going to do
it.
Don't go
to goddamn car before y'all get up here now.
Man, I'm going to fly up there and ride on the bus back with them.
No, we're going to drive it there.
I'm going to fly to your town, and I'm going to ride on the bus back to Chicago with y'all. I'm going to fly from Chicago and hang with y'all on the bus all the way back. Since y'all say y'all party good on the bus.
Look, you know what?
Thank you, sir. I love hospitality because you're going to get so much good hospitality again when you come here.
Listen, I ain't going to lie to you. I enjoyed myself. Sham took us to – what's the name of that place again, Sham?
Patillo's.
Yo, you got
to
go there,
I got some of that right now. I got Italian beef right now. I got one with hot peppers on it. You want one, Long Island? I got a mac and cheese on mine, though. You know, you might like the cheddar. I got a mac and cheese on mine.
Wait. June and Otis, y'all don't understand. They ain't lying either. They ship all over the world. It's called the best Italian sausage around in the world.
That's right.
Italian beef, baby.
They ship it.
I don't like that sausage. I'm going to put that sausage in your son. I don't like the sausage part. Put that in your son. Put that in your goddamn son. Tell him I still love him, but I got to do what his father wants me to do to him. His father wants me to do something to him, so I got to do it to him.
You know, it might be messed up. It goes back around, ain't it, man?
What you going to do? What you going to do? I'm going to get my ass whooped. Then I'm going to say shit, he's too much man for me. 16-year-old too much man for me. What?
If he mess around and pat the gas on you, what you gonna do? You gonna stop
racing
all
the spot? Hell no, I ain't gonna never stop. You know what I'm gonna say? I'm gonna say, get your ass back up there and give me a car to break. Pat on me again. That's what I'm gonna say. If he whoop my ass again, I'm gonna say, give me two of the break. Pat on me one more again.
Christmas was our last month.
Yeah.
Christmas don't come in June. All that giving was 2 months ago.
Man, I'm just saying, man. He asked me a question, and I told him my answer. So
all he was saying was if he get his ass or if he wasn't going to quit, he was just going to keep trying.
And June just a dummy, because I know that's this guy named June talking. He's just a dummy. He's just a dumbass. Somebody said, Jimmy. I didn't say Jimmy shit. He said, if I get my ass whooped, what I'm going to say? Give me. That's when the Jimmy come in, if I get my booty blowed out. Because I'm going to get his ass up if I whoop his ass. If I whoop his ass, I'm going to say, get your ass back up there and your son can break and run. He don't need no treat. Flag his motherfucking cell phone.
Yeah,
I like that. And you too, June. You just as sweet as he is. And they got cranberry sauce for you too.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
You know, it's
I don't allow no country motherfucker to whoop me no way. Y'all too goddamn country for me.
It's Christmas in June, too, though, so don't forget.
Man, y'all steady talking about it's Christmas every day around here. We racing right now in the snow. We got snowmobiles. We racing right now. I just whooped the motherfucker last night. Man, I just whooped the motherfucker last night, goddammit, and caught the flu. I'm in the house on bed rest, and y'all messing with me right now. Goddammit. I know I'm with you. I forgot. Today is Long Island Joke Show on the Monday. Let me call up in
there. Now, this is no lie, though. His man came over to me, and he said, just like this here, well, we'll run for anything you want to run for. If a lion skin, what he said? He wanted to do a side set. Your man, the big guy, he said he wanted to get up another $2,000. He wanted to bet $2,000. He wanted to get on up there. So they wanted to throw some money on him. I ain't going to lie. They were ready to throw some money down on skin. But then he also had some traders over there, right, skin? Yeah. Your own people was going against you. Ready to cut your throat?
Oh, you know I don't care nothing about that. I want to whoop their ass. I don't care nothing about that traitor shit. Traitor ain't even in my vocabulary because I don't know what that means. Because they not with me no goddamn way.
No, okay.
It ain't where you from. It's where you at. Hey, don't think. Hey, listen to this. If I think you gonna get your ass whooped, we can be in Kalamazoo. I'm going against you, Long Island Joe. You ain't nothing. And if I think you gonna win, we can be in Chicago. I'm going to bet with you in Chicago so they can call me a traitor. I don't give a damn about all that shit.
No, go ahead.
That shit don't mean nothing to me.
Make it.
Well, we're going to have to get ground and pound. We're going to have to knock them off again. We got the Malibu we're going to bring there. I got a Mustang.
Hey.
Who's this Mustang with the blue Mustang that they've been talking about all the time? Conventional head. The small block. Batman.
Mustang.
Yeah, small block.
I know who it is. What y'all got a Mustang with small block?
Yeah, small block conventional head. But like who? We're gonna take that. We're gonna knock his head off.
Off. Y'all must be talking about Cootie. Cootie.
Okay.
Now, I ain't calling Cootie now. When I see him, I'm gonna say that wasn't me called you Cootie. That was a Long Island joke.
No, I thought you said Cootie. That's what I said.
Nah, it ain't no Cootie cat now.
Well, he said we're going to knock him off. We're going to run him. You know, and we got another car. I ain't going to lie to you. Like Young Sang said, he would run them boys out there. But y'all same way, you know, y'all get scared sometimes. Y'all hear a name. So,
man, come on, man. If that's the case, why I ain't get scared when I heard Long Island Joe? Who was he?
No, you got scared when you heard Phil. You didn't get scared when you heard Phil.
Yeah.
Man, I don't even know who the hell Phil is. Who you talking about? Phil off the Fresh Prince of Bel Air? What Phil you talking about? I don't even know who fuck about no damn Phil.
You will have
Phil to. Phil could let me feel on it. That's what he could do for me.
The Wolfpack ain't on there yet, Joe?
No, but Lamont just called me. Got that stuff, man. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to click into him real quick. And hold on 1 second. Let me get him right now. I'll get him for you.
Click into Lamont, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, Long Island Joe. Down on your ass, I'm going.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to get well now. I'm pumping myself with this NyQuil. Getting on your ass.
Goddamn, Shannon, you a hell of a dude, baby. That goddamn Shannon, you're a hell of a dude. I'm going to tell you like you did me at the bowling party. Hello, sir.
Shannon walked up on me. Hey, I look like, hey, man, I look like I was looking up at Mutombo. He said, hello, sir. He looked down at me. I looked up. I said, oh, hey, Shannon, how you doing?
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ooh! Hey, we got a, what they got, the America's Funniest Home Video. We got to have America's Funniest Radio Shows.
Yeah, I'm getting ready to get Lamont on in a few seconds because that duster coming out there, he already got to run with Street King.
Hey, Long Island. Hey, Long Island, you say you got a black dude that can cut lights?
Huh?
Man, the man said.
I heard some dude. I take that back. I heard a dude, somebody saying that they real good off the tree, and they gonna whoever he raised, they gonna have to chase him all the way down the track.
Yes, that's exactly what I said.
Uh-oh. Oh, what's your name, sir?
This is O.
This is who?
Big O. Big O.
Oh, you coming?
Yes, I will be there. You'll see me.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I might try you in anything. If you pull up in a Suburban, a Dually, a Corvette, anything like that, we ain't even got to probably go past the 60 feet. Just get your ass on up there against the tree. And, we just going to bet some.
I know y'all was talking about that Cadillac. Y'all want that Cadillac to have a run, right?
Hey, listen, what you said you on NyQuil, didn't you?
I got to make sure. The big white one y'all had in that big skin. The big white one, was it? Like a 7?
Oh, Lawrence.
Oh, yeah, what about it?
Yeah, okay. Is that on Moto or Juice?
Oh, that's on Juice.
That's on Juice? All right. I got to tell this boy, see if he want to turn around and put nitrous on his truck. Because we got that big truck that we wanted. You know that big farm truck you were talking about? Right now it's on motor.
Big farm truck?
Yeah, right now it's on motor. See, we dare y'all to come out on motor, but we might have to go to y'all, so we might have to run Juice. Because, you know, y'all on fake power.
Man, get that big farm truck. It got a little block in it?
Small block. If you take the Juice off that Cadillac, we're going to run your heads up with the truck.
Not my Cadillac,
small block,
sir.
To your...
That's not my Cadillac, sir. That's not my Cadillac.
Okay. Well,
I don't even think it's started up, Joe, without the nitrous, though. I don't think it's going to start up.
I might run that farm truck. Tell that farm truck run on the motor. I might try it as my little old truck. Fuck
them. Well, we got everything in that farm truck. You know, that's why we're just going to run a big 4,000-pound truck. We want to go heavy.
You said
heavy.
You got everything in it.
Everything in it.
Hold on. Who is that talking? That's you, Long Island Joe?
Yeah, I said everything in it.
Everything like what? What are you talking about?
All the windows. It's on the column.
Stop, Joe. Stop, Joe. Didn't you just... Hold. Stop, Joe. Joe, stop for 1 second. Did you just tell me 20 minutes ago you ain't racing no goddamn class? Who the fuck is you talking to? Who the fuck is Joe talking to, man? Hey, Sam, I'm disgusted at you to let Joe even talk to me like this.
Hey, Joe, you got
me. Hold on, mate. I told this damn fool that my truck was lighter than his son's truck. He gonna tell me we ain't racing no classes. I said, you're right, sir. Get your ass on up there. Now you funny. Talking about a four-wheel drive. Four-wheel your ass, Long Guy. Ain't no matter, Joe. You fired from Chicago. You better not even bring your ass to Chicago.
Hold on, Steve. This is only me.
You sound like a beauty
there's
killer, Joe. No disrespect.
No,
hey, you know you're my man. Hey, Joe, I'm not trying to hear that shit, man. You just said you wasn't running no bracket or whatever the fuck you was saying.
No, I just wanted to be in contention with you, bro.
But you contention, you wrong, though, man. My cash is way ahead of your truck. I didn't even get into that. I left it alone when you said one thing. You said, we not trying to buy out or whatever the fuck you said. Whatever
you said,
I left it alone.
Said
we racing.
Now, let's see what they was S10, but I'm talking about a
but real. But you said we wasn't
truck.
In no class, though. That ain't got nothing to do with it.
All right, no problem.
What you said, when you grudge racing,
We ain't worried about the weight and this and that.
You ain't worried about no weight and all that. I left that shit alone, Long Island Joe. I'm trying to dance to your music, and you don't want to comply with me. I thought you was my friend. So you lied to me all that time. You're not my friend, huh? You've been doing shit all the time.
We'll be friends. I'm going to be your friend.
You trying to rob a motherfucker. I ain't going to let you rob
me. Without a gun.
Now, I got to sit my ass down. I don't be saying this and that. That's why I be getting my ass whooped a lot of time, because I tell my buddy they don't got to pop their hood. I don't want to know what they got because they don't be asking what I got. Now, I'm trying to just go with what you saying. And now you just done flipped the whole script on me. You done turned stupid. What's wrong with you?
No, I ain't trying to. Listen,
now, you telling me about the man transportation and the four-wheel drive unit and all this shit and how much weight he even put in the four-wheel drive unit, and he got snow tires on. I ain't ask you all that shit, man. Get your motherfucking ass out. I said I would beat the fuck out the farm truck. If it looked anywhere like it ever been on a farm, I'm beating his ass. That's all I said, man. You done went all this to what kind of trans he got and all that. I ain't tell you what you got to have in your son car. I got an overdrive trans, the trans that come in my S10 truck.
All right, I'm
going to
leave you alone on
that one. I got air conditioning on my truck and everything, and I'm whooping your son ass just like I tried to whoop his ass last year.
Man, we'll take the farm truck in the mile.
I beat the fuck out that farm truck. He can get up there and fuck around the tie rod, come off that motherfucker. Come on. Get his ass up there in the mile. I'll whoop his ass in 8 blocks. I got something for him.
Okay. Well, I got my
S10.
I'm gonna do what we gotta do. I'm gonna tell you what we got. I'm gonna do the cover car. I got a Nova coming out.
What's your Nova?
I'm gonna say a 70 Nova small block on radio tires. Back
regular radio or drag radio?
We're gonna probably put drag radios on it. Small drag radio.
Okay, let me ask you this: do it got a flat hood on it?
You got it.
Do it got all the seats in it?
They got the back seat. We're going to ride you down there and get you a Pepsi-Cola and bring you back.
No, that ain't what I asked you, man. I said, do it got all the seats in it, Long Island Joe? You can't trick
it. It got it in
you
there.
You number
it got
one
it.
My ass. Okay. Do you have a roll cage in it?
Yeah, it got a cage in it.
Oh, okay.
It got a cage in it.
We got a Nova with no cage in it, with the radio, everything, all the seats in it, stock suspension. Ain't nothing, all the glass in it, everything with a flat hood on. Will beat your motherfucking ass. Yeah.
Well, okay, well, I just said I had a couple things we got. That can one
okay,
car.
Okay, come
coming.
On with it.
Now, I'm going to tell you.
Okay, that's one car. Okay, come on.
Okay, we got the S10 coming, and it's black. You heard of me called Black Mamba.
Nah, I ain't never heard of them. See, I don't do all the internet shit. I ain't studying that garbage. That's some junk.
Okay,
shit.
It's a small block.
What year is it?
I think it was like an 80 or 79, 80.
Oh, yeah, I don't like that. That motherfucker, that light is goddamn and dick that man.
All right. I'm going to have Black and Mild there. That's a Malibu. That's a, what, an 81 Otis?
Yeah.
I said 81.
Suspension. 10 bolt rear, sitting on 29s. Now, go to your mouth when you ask.
Look at him saying 10 bolt rear. He think I'm going to get up under there and count the goddamn 10 bolts in it. Yeah,
I count for you.
But I'm just saying, that don't make it slow. That just make it, it's weaker. It's just going to break faster if you get in the car and get a good bike, that's all. It's going to break faster than a 12 bolt. So what that mean?
Make sure it breaks in your ass.
But let me say this, though. You can have that same exact cop, put a 12 on it, and it ain't going to go no faster. So what the fuck that mean?
It don't mean nothing. I'm just sitting on stock suspension.
Because I can tell you all that same shit. But I got air conditioning, all my shit hooked up on my truck with a flat hood on it. All the glass, and I ain't got no fiberglass, nothing on my pickup truck. I drive it everywhere, extended cab. I bet you his son don't got no extended cab. I don't got no fuel cell. I got a spot. You say what?
We got a Camaro that's just like that. All steel.
That ain't no truck. We got a Camaro like that too. You got to ask. All
right. You have it out there ready when we get there then.
Okay. Now, I'm talking about the
truck. And we can run that mile you talking about.
What you got for that motherfucking truck, baby?
That truck?
That's
Bill.
What I'm talking about. That motherfucking
Bill going to do you with that
Bill
truck.
Bill going to put with the truck.
Bill going to take care
who
of your
I,
ass.
As I call him
who
the
fuck is
Bill?
Who is Bill?
Bill.
Phil.
The 16-year-old?
Your son.
Oh, that's Phil, the 16-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
You keep taking that knife, Will. You're going to need it.
Oh, yeah. Ain't that wrong.
Hey, Joe.
Yeah.
Joe.
Guess what I learned,
yes,
though.
Yeah,
hey, Skin, hold on. You got some hairs up and Ground the Pounder's on the line.
Yeah, I see the computer is up here. I can make sense. Can you push over for me?
Yeah, you
know,
want me to open them
up?
Up
over here. Yeah, something else flows on there on here.
Okay, end the cut. Your mic is open.
Yeah, what's up, man? What's going on?
What's going
on,
guys?
Right, yeah, I'm just...
What you got going on there?
Huh?
What you got going on over there?
Nothing, man. Just listening to y'all and waiting for the race to get started. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
What y'all got going on? Hey, any of them Detroit boys coming to the... To Fayetteville for the Grudge Boys hours?
I'm not sure. I don't know. I don't think Skin gonna be able to make it for the first one.
Okay,
now, why would you say Skin? He said Detroit boys.
I mean Chicago. Chicago.
I listen real well, man.
How about this being Midwest? Okay.
No, I ain't with the Midwest. I'm with Chicago, that's it. I ain't with the Midwest.
Chicago
I ain't with everybody
is,
from
know
the Midwest. All these Minnesota motherfuckers and all that shit. I ain't fucking with all them Minnesota and Detroit, Michigan, all this shit. I ain't fucking with that. Yeah, I'm from the South Side. Mm-hmm. I don't know nothing about Fayetteville, sir.
Well, it depends on what you want, right?
Right. I got a little slow car. We ain't got to take them motherfuckers all over the world like that. We ain't got no fast cars like that.
Well, I mean, it's slow cars everywhere.
No, you're right. You're right, but people, you know,
slow,
the slower
slow
cars don't be traveling
car.
Like that. The slow cars, you get on the expressway and go on right.
Grudge races travel, so it don't matter how fast or slow your car is. If you got somebody in your...
Okay,
you
and guess
race,
what, sir? You 100%
mm-hmm.
right, but I don't know nobody in Fayetteville that I can race.
I do.
If I knew somebody I thought I could get some action, I had my ass up there. I was in Macon, Georgia, goddamn it, a little... that's what your mouth says, is plenty of folks.
It is. I don't know that.
But I got to know it, though.
Well, that's what I'm telling you there is. Either you, if you want to make it, you can. If you don't, I understand. I'm just saying we can get you on the phone with somebody in your class or that you feel
you
can
run. But you get me on the phone really not telling me nothing because, you know, I don't really like asking no questions, but they like asking me a million goddamn questions. So I ain't got what I need, so ain't no sense in me getting on the phone with them.
So you need to know how fast they are? You need to know how
no,
fast they are.
I
don't want to
know how fast that. No, man, I don't want to know how fast no jitty boom ass nigga is. I don't want to know how fast they is. I don't care how fast
okay.
they is.
So
that's
you
not
got
what
an
I'm saying.
Truck.
But
you
ain't listening. Okay, well, let me say this then. I'm apologize to you. But everywhere I go, like when I had a goddamn Cadillac, they want to race me with a goddamn Mustang. I got a 4-door Cadillac, a 1978, all steel, everything, all the seats in it, and they want to run me with a Mustang. That's what they call in my class, all that old dumb shit. I ain't got time for all that. That's all I'm saying, sir.
So you didn't talk to me. We had a photo down here in Impala that you could erase. A 85, full interior. Didn't even have a roll cage in it. You need to call the right folks.
Oh, yeah, I understand that. But I wasn't trying to call nobody. I just was coming to try to grudge. I don't want to be going around trying to get everybody's number because I don't know everybody like that. So I'm just letting you know a little insight on what I'm doing. I just don't try to go all over the world like I got a spectacular car trying to race everybody. I got enough action right here in Chicago. They scared to death. I like peeking on their ass. I can go right around the corner and pinch on a motherfucker ass. What am I going to go way to Fayetteville or wherever the hell that's at? I don't even know. I ain't even got a GPS. I don't even know where the hell that's at. No. They not scared of me like that. They can whoop me. They just want to run me with what they want to run with, which is fine. So I like terrorizing. I like doing what I'm doing.
So you got a 100% street truck. That's what you say. That's what you're saying. You got 100%
air conditioning, everything work. Start that bitch up and drive it everywhere and put 93 octane in it, go to the pump and just keep on riding. I don't got no fuel cell in it, none of that shit. If I got any of that shit, I automatically lose.
Right.
Yeah, 100% street truck.
Okay.
No turbo, no supercharger.
Yeah, you just on motor or gas?
I'm on nitrous. I'm going to spray that motherfucker.
So you want to race? You would race another street truck slash car, 100% street truck slash car. That's on nitrous. You won't do no supercharger or turbo.
Nah, I ain't gonna do no supercharger, no turbo.
It's got to be preferably a nitrous street truck. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, give me a nitrous street truck. Yeah.
Okay. Cool. That shouldn't be no problem to find.
It could be a nitrous street car if I like it. If I like what I see and I want to play with it, I don't got to see under the hood. All I do is got to see the car.
Right.
And preferably the individual.
Uh-huh.
It could be somebody like you. I think you ain't shit. I'm going to try you.
Right. Well, that's fine. I ain't mad on that. That's what grudge racers do. They think they can win.
See, that's what I do. Right, that's what I do. If I think I win, I'm okay. But all that old hooping and hollering and talking about your skin and all that, they can suck my dick with that, and I don't mean no disrespect, and I don't want to get mad at me. Fuck them. I race who I want to race and who I don't want to race. And I probably race more than anybody you talk to. So it ain't like I got no problem with getting no race. It'd have been different like these other guys. They run around here talking about racing. They probably raced twice in a whole year.
Right.
Well, I got a truck.
I done raced more times than
would you race a station wagon? Would you race a station wagon?
Yeah, I race a station wagon. What the fuck is a station wagon? He going to get his ass whooped or he going to whoop my ass?
A full 100% street station wagon.
Yeah, man. Yes, I will.
As long as it's got all glass. It, it's got everything in it except for whatever. I think he took one of the seats out, one of them back seats out because he had too many.
Oh, he had too many? Well, tell him to put it back in there. Tell him to put a crate right there. Tell him to put a crate right there.
A crate?
Yeah, put a crate right there.
And it's on nitrous. And it's on nitrous, right? It's on nitrous. Full street car on nitrous.
Yeah, I like that.
All glass. No,
but you know what? Though? Can I ask you this question? Who am I talking to, sir?
This in the cup.
This in the cup?
Yeah. What I'm saying is I wanted to, you know, you told me that you don't mind racing somebody that's 100% street. You know, that ain't really, you know.
Yeah, but you know
that,
what? Don't even ask who you were because some people have different definition of 100% street car.
Right. I understand. I mean,
everybody got different definitions. And this in the cut, this the guy with the Chevy, with the photo Chevy or something, two-door Chevy or some shit?
I'm the one that do the IndyCar DVDs. I'm doing the race at Fayetteville, and I know people with 100% street cars. I'm saying I know 100% street cars that you can play with that will lock in, and you won't be coming for nothing if you decide to come, if you want to try another street car. That's what I'm saying.
I try street cars all the time.
All right,
just
cool.
In the cut, the video, man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, I got a stream on right now.
Not good.
You on?
Huh?
Yeah, that's who I thought. That's who I thought it was. Cutting the check.
No, cut the check. You're a little bit farther down. It's a bit different. I don't even know.
Right. That's who I thought it was. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, but
I'm saying,
everybody got different definition of 100% street car. I think all street cars should pull up to the pump and put regular gas in it. That's what I think.
They got pumps with 110 too now, so they don't sleep.
And I think they
got pumps with 100. They got pumps with 110, and they got pumps with 93, and they got pumps with E85 too. So.
Yeah, they do. But I stipulated what I wanted them to put in your car. But I don't care what you put in your car. If I think I can beat you, I can beat you. But if you're saying a 100% street cop, they can put 87, 89, or 93 in their car.
Mm-hmm.
And they got air conditioning on their car. It comes from the factory with air conditioning.
Right. So they got a little station wagon up here that's looking to run somebody. You know, and it's the one. It's pretty much how far as I know it is, 100% street car. He drive it daily. He just when he go to the track, he changes wheels and tires sometimes. Sometimes he do, sometimes he don't. You know, he'll go out the back door too if you're a quarter mile person.
Oh yeah, that's
what
we do.
Go to
quarter mile.
Yeah, you go to quarter
mile.
Yeah, that's all we do. Go to quarter mile.
Mm-hmm. That's why I like my race. That's my thing. Quarter mile is my thing. I like them all, but I prefer the quarter. That's just me.
Yeah, I prefer the quarter. I prefer that. Come on, catch me down there. I might beat you in the eighth. I want you to catch me down there.
I ain't mad at you on that one.
All right. Yeah, I want to give you a chance for your money.
It is.
Yeah. I like
well,
that.
I had Extreme. I had Extreme on that line. He, like, I think he wanted to talk to you too.
Who
I don't know. I think he might have jumped off or Extreme. They got the little
Extreme.
F10 that they coming down with me.
Oh, yeah.
What's going on, Long Island?
They want to talk for us. They coming down anyway. Right. They can talk to me when they get here.
Hey, Long Island.
Yeah, what's going on, babe?
Nothing much. Hey, this dude's doing a lot of talking. He ain't doing no racing.
I got to say one thing about Steve. He can race.
Yeah, he got me.
Hey,
Long Island. Whoever the fuck that is, he ain't doing number front. He ain't doing number front. I bet he ain't racing.
Hey, Long Island. You might need to tell us.
I'm telling you, both of y'all do race. I ain't going to lie to you. Both of y'all do race.
What the fuck is he talking about here? This is Mexican standoff, sir.
Yes, sir. I mean, but you're doing a lot of jaw jack.
No, I like the jaw jack. That's what I do before I fuck people up. That's what Muhammad Ali did, didn't he? Muhammad Ali did a lot of jaw jacking and knocking motherfuckers' heads off, too.
Hey, Long Island. That's why I like this guy right here. That's why I like him. He reminds me of Freddie Blair and Willie Dawg. They do a lot of talking.
Yeah, okay. Hey, Floyd Mayweather talk a lot of shit, too. He's steady backing it up. I'm going to back that ass up on your ass.
He got a GPS 75, a motherfucker. Hey, guess what? In North Carolina, we got GPSs. If you ain't got one, I'm going to mail you one.
I understand
well,
that.
Come on
but
with
it. But this is what I'm trying to, yeah, I told her to take it. But this is what I'm trying to explain to you, North Carolina. I will race. I'm going to race who I think I can win.
Okay,
this
I ain't ready.
At all.
I ain't ready.
I look like, what the fuck, I'm going to come to the night. What I'm going to come to the gunfight to the night.
Hey.
I ain't going to do that. I don't have no fast time.
Hey.
I don't run all them.
Hey, Long Island. The bad part about him. We race anybody out of our class. We don't
have
class.
Whoever
we
you
race.
Got in the background off that gray goose, tell them to calm down,
yeah,
sir.
Yeah, you got somebody getting offline.
Whoever you got off that gray goose, tell them to calm down.
Yeah, tell them we got some little gray goose up here. We all right. We got a little gray goose up here.
We got moonshine up in North Carolina.
Well, guess what? We got some favorite moonshine. That come from up there, down here. So tell him
hey,
just
okay,
calm
hey,
down,
sir.
Baby.
Hold on a second, Zay.
We're going to get off the phone because they ain't talking race. We want the race.
Man, that's all we talk about is race.
Well, that's
what
they talk about, too.
I
ain't going
to
lie
to you.
We're going
to do something. Long Island. We want to come to be here and
do
something.
Hey, look. Hey,
drinking liquor and all that shit, we save for the kids.
Man,
I can tell you right now, babe.
Oh yeah, you ain't got
moves. Bring it to me, man. I'm gonna watch it for you. I ain't nothing but a kid watching.
That's one thing about
nothing, man.
Well, I'm gonna go. I gotta put somebody else on the phone right quick. Hold on for a second. I got Cross Hogg. You on the line, right?
Yeah, I'm here.
Lamont, you on the line? All right.
Yeah, man.
So, Lamont, you want to tell them what you got going on in Fayetteville?
Yeah, I'm supposed to race Street Queen. Fayetteville,
And it cut,
That's what I'm trying to explain to you.
See, we from Chicago and we laughing, man.
Street King and all that. See, I ain't got no cars in them type of class. I don't race them type of cars.
Why not?
No, this
I don't know because he don't get that. I can't afford them type of cars.
Hey, Pop, I'll tell you what. You bring that truck down there. I got a street car. And you listen, you got gas on. You keep it off damn motor. And I'm taking your ass up, old man.
What kind of car you got?
I got a small block Duster.
A small block.
I got
Duster.
A Chrysler, Mopar.
Can you drive your Do you drive your Duster to the track?
Well, I can.
Do you?
I can if I have to.
Oh, you breaking up like a 38 Ford right now. But okay, thank you for asking the question.
No, I said I can if I have to.
He's got a small.
I race, hey man, I'm gonna just tell y'all.
Hey, will you race that Duster in the mile?
Hold on, man. Let me explain something to these guys, and so they can get the fuck up off me. Let me explain something to them. Hey, look, man, I race rental cars and shit like that, and we go get the cars off the showroom floor. If you ain't got no shit like that, then don't finish y'all conversation. Y'all get the fuck up off me. Fuck you.
Oh, yeah, but you know what, man? Yeah,
no,
I don't know what
you race the rental car for $5,000.
I don't race no fucking
rental.
I
tell you what, I like that.
Right, I race rental car. All you big mouth motherfuckers, we can all go get the same rental car. I beat the fuck out of every last one of y'all. All you big mouth motherfuckers. Nah. And I don't give a fuck who you is and where you come from. Long Island, I don't give a fuck. Wait, I ain't no goddamn pops. Fuck you talking about? I'm 40 years old. I ain't no motherfucker. Pop, I beat your ass too. Pop that. Pop that on your head. Get your ass up here to the shine. I'm going to show you.
All right.
I'm going to show you who the fuck is. I'll run your ass on feet for some money.
Nah,
you
can't do nothing with
weed for money. Hey, that's Cone Killer. When he came talking that shit, I ran him on feet because I ain't had no kind of racist cop. I ran him on feet and beat his motherfucking ass. VG,
why you talking that bullshit?
Yeah, I beat the fuck out of him.
And bitch, you slow.
I beat him like his mama should have beat him when he was born. She should have smacked him on his ass.
I ain't gonna lie to you. I'm gonna have to go look and see that one. I gotta see that film because I know you only like 4'7". So the little leg.
There you go. And you know he gotta be slow.
That's what the fuck I'm trying to do.
And Long Island, he ain't got no stroker kid in his leg, you know.
Yeah, why they talking about old man and all that old shit? I'm probably younger than one of your. I probably got my mind younger than one of your sons. I don't want to hear that shit.
Well, listen, Pop, I'll give you respect, old man.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Hey, you see how when you crack a joke on us, we laugh, man. We laugh.
That's right.
Hey, all I'm saying is this here, man. It ain't no disrespect. I don't have no fast car. I don't want no fast car. I race rental cars and shit like that, man. I race your wife's cars and shit like that, man. Go get your wife for me. I'll beat they motherfucking ass.
Hey, Pop, what kind of car you drive every day? What kind of car you drive every day?
I got a 2014 Mustang.
You got a Mustang. Is it all stock, no nitrous, all motor?
It's bone stock, no nitrous, no nothing. Bone stock,
man.
You look under the hood.
No header.
What?
Man, I take my Honda and beat the shit out of you, man.
I bet you a lying motherfucker.
I bet I take my Honda Accord and beat the shit out of you, Pop.
I bet you won't lock your ass in.
Bring it to Fayetteville.
Lock in, man. Tell Long Island Joe to lock in for you.
All right, you going to bring it to Fayetteville?
If you lock in, hell yeah, I'm going to bring it. I'm going to drive that motherfucker up there and beat your ass. If I don't show you that ain't shit done under the hood, no coal ass, no hells, no nothing, it's brand new. It's probably, I don't know how many miles it is to Fayetteville, but right now I got 4,000 miles on it. I'm going to beat the fuck out you. Come on.
You going to beat the hell out of my Honda?
Yes.
I think you told a lot, Pa. How would you want to race for us?
Whatever you want to race for, $5,000, make it light on yourself.
Goddamn, Pop. Goddamn, man. You got me back in the bushes now, Pop.
Yeah, you front. I race for more with stock cars than they do with race cars. So all that shit you talking about ain't nothing.
I just ain't investing in that weak ass shit. I don't want to put no shit on the trailer and all that shit and going to the track and going all over the world, putting all this gas in and all that shit.
Down too. Lamont, I can guarantee you what he said. He ain't lying that he'll race for that. Because when we lined up there with Phil, and his boy gets a loan on the side bet, and he pulled out a $2,000 because he was getting ready to run Phil.
Man, I ain't got no reason to front. I don't know where to get that front shit from. I've been going, for goddamn it, 20 years ago, I was going down to Memphis, beating the fuck out of Shannon and all them. So he ain't telling me shit. And I don't need no brownie points. I don't need none of that shit. Whoever these guys is on the phone, I'll tell you this same shit in your motherfucking face. I don't mean no disrespect. I don't want to humbug with you. You ain't shit to me. I will race any one of you suckers. Y'all ain't nothing to me.
Listen, we trying to get your ass popped. You scared to death.
No, you ain't. How the fuck am I scared? Boy, you ain't nothing. For you. How the fuck am I scared? You ain't got nothing but a voice, and your voice ain't even strong enough to scare me. You
come
weak.
On, Grady. Easy, Grady. Take
you're
it easy,
weak, man. I'll Grady your ass if I see you. I put this man's voice on your ass, man. I put this man's voice right on your ass. You ain't nothing to me. Y'all sound like lazy to me. If you really want
you
to
like me, Shannon?
Listen, hey, Pop, all you gotta do is bring that truck to Fayetteville, and listen, I will gladly apply
no,
that old man
that.
Ass.
You probably will whoop me. I guarantee you y'all not going to be in my category. If I catch one of you punks in my category, I'm putting my finger in your ass. Now, I'm trying to tell you what I'm going to do to you. There ain't going to be no disrespect. So don't have your wives and all that shit with you and your kids, and they get mad and shit when I put my finger in their daddy's ass. Don't do that. Don't do that. I went all the way down to Memphis with a goddamn Lexus. They blew my ass out with a goddamn Charger. Blew my little old ass out for me.
See, those type of cars we race. Lexus is
the Charger. I don't race that shit, big ass shit on and all that shit. I don't do that
29s and all that, man. Back
I don't
ass.
Do all that. I'm the baddest motherfucker with 29s and cold kill. I don't do that shit, man. I don't give no fuck about that. They can say that chick, don't spend them $100,000 in them raggedy ass cars all they want. I'm gonna sit back and bullshit around these goddamn rental cars and have me some fun. When I hit the wall, I'm gonna hit the wall at 102 miles an hour. I'm not gonna hit that motherfucker at 200 miles an hour, sir. And I know you can get killed either way, but I don't like the impact of the 200. I take the impact of the 100. Fuck I say to you guys. Y'all around here fronting this shit, coming, I'm scared. I bet you I ain't scared. Get your ass in front of my face. If I had time to come meet you in Fayetteville, I'll meet your ass well the fuck you want to meet at, and we can play. If I like what I see, I'm going to play with you. I ain't dick holding, I ain't nut holding, I ain't doing none of that. We can go get two brand-new rental cars off the showroom floor. I'll knock y'all ass out or get my ass knocked out, sir. I race on the street. I don't even race on no fucking light. I ain't studying no damn light. I'll knock the light down. I'll run that motherfucker over. You don't know nothing about me coming. I'm just talking. I will beat your ass. Get your ass on the street behind the gate in Memphis, wherever the fuck you, wherever y'all little roads at, and get your ass down. I bet I jump your ass. You're going to say I was cheating. It's your sweet ass. Talking that shit coming. I'm just talking. I'm going to show you who old.
Hey, Paul, where you at? You in Chicago?
Don't make me
come where are we going there?
Where you at? Where you at? I'm going to fly your ass here because I don't like the way you talking. You don't believe in me. I'm going to make you believe. What's your ID number? I'm going to fly your ass here tomorrow talking that bullshit. matter of fact, why you talking that shit? I bet you I don't even know who you is. Whoever talking that shit coming, I'm just talking. Look me up on YouTube. Google me. Motherfucker. They don't have punks on YouTube.
What do you want me to Google? What do you want me to Google? Old man talks a lot of shit, don't do shit?
Because I ain't going to pop up then. You got to pop up that bad motherfucker from the shop. Boy, that motherfucker going to pop up, goddamn, all type of shit going to pop up, goddamn, lollipops and all type of shit. Yeah, we pass on up there. You want the eggs? You want some salt? Listen to me, man. If you guys want some salt, I'll shit in your hand if you want some salt. You don't get nothing salt over here. You don't get nothing but hard dick and bubble gum. I'm fresh out of bubble gum.
You better think you're riding, Pop.
Hey, Joe.
You better think you're riding, Pop, you, messing with us.
Huh?
You say what? In the cut, what street queen at?
Hey, man, you keep asking a motherfucker about some people they don't know nothing. We don't know nothing to fuck about what you talking about.
Street queen, who the fuck is that?
No, that's street king.
That's like me asking you where the .NET boys at. Where the .NET boys at?
Oh, man, them motherfuckers in hibernation.
All right, then, well, to us, they in hibernation. We don't know nothing about what the fuck you talking about, but only what we talking about. We just know about
who is he talking about. Who the fuck is street queen? Hold on.
Let me give you a little rundown. Street King is from South Carolina. He be racing everybody. He got a, he's got a Monte Carlo small block on juice. Mustang small block on motor and juice. He also got a Hemi wagon that he's looking to run. Anybody with a new car, a nitrous car, like a Mopar or anything like that, he want to lock in. He's looking for, and they will run for a good penny.
Oh, that's
so cool.
You
got one
of them.
You decide you want to run, he will get on here right now. And I'll tell you right now, there's no lie.
What new car he got?
He got a Hemi wagon.
A 2005 or something?
No, I think it might be an old newer. I think Sharon's seen it
before. He got one of the Magnum.
Yep, and he's on nitrous, and he's looking to run.
I'll beat his motherfucking ass with my pickup truck. I got air conditioning, and I'm just like him. Get his ass
just
out.
Like him?
He's gonna be,
now there's a guy on the truth now. He's gonna be at Fayetteville. He's looking to lock in. They don't like to bring it unless they got locked in.
I want to lock in. He don't got no turbo, no supercharger. He just got that Hemi wagon. I got a S10 extended cab. No turbo, no supercharger. I'm ready to engage. Fuck him. Come on.
I'm telling you right now, he's looking, he will definitely lock in.
Yeah, because, I want to lock in because some big mouth motherfuckers on the phone talking about I'm just talking and I don't want to play. I want to lock in with that. Come on.
Okay. You're definitely going to little run there now. I ain't going to lie to you.
I want to lock in now. Could you lock in for him, Long Island Joe? Y'all can catch me in Fayetteville. I'm tired of this bullshit. I'm going to find out where the fuck Fayetteville is. Send me that GPS. That big mouth motherfucker talking about he going to send me a GPS. Send that motherfucker. Because I'm sure going to need it. Or I'm going to call your motherfucker phone. What's your goddamn number? Give me that number off the board. I want to meet every motherfucker talking about pops and you just talking and all that. I'm going to shake your hand and hold you first. After that, down on your ass I'm going.
You'll
be on your ass, white on right.
Joe, you got a hand up. You got a hand up, Joe.
Okay, I'm going to open up this mic here.
People can't do nothing but win them some money. They act like they can win me, like they can take me on.
You're on, Cliff.
Hey, Joe, what's going on? What's going on with that that loudmouth man over on that background? You know something? I'm gonna call a motherfucking nursing home for his ass. Because I tell you what, when I come down to Fayetteville, I'm gonna bring your pair of crutches, and I'm gonna bring the wheelchair, and I'm gonna bring the nurse with you, and I'm gonna say, somebody, shut that man up because he's talking too goddamn much. Okay.
And if you get fucked over, I want you to make sure you have a pair of Depends with you, baby.
Calling. Pardon me?
You know what, Kim? If you get fucked up.
I tell you what, preacher man. You've been talking too much, and everybody tell you, you know something, get your nurse because your nurse is waiting on you to give you your medicine tonight, okay, because they can't wait till Fayetteville. Get the nurse so she can give you your medicine so you can wind down. You need your medicine.
Okay, what's your name, sir?
Hold on, preacher man.
Everybody that keep jumping on the phone trying to tell me something can't even talk. You need a goddamn speech class. You can't even talk. Get your words right.
I got my words right, and plus I got the nurse here waiting on you.
And you sound like you older than me. What the hell I need to go to the goddamn nursing home for? You sound older than me.
Because she got your dad already waiting on you.
Hey, look, no disrespect. You better check your goddamn prostate. You got to fuck that. You better go in the doctor and get your goddamn checkup. You need to get your ass in that nursing home, man, because you're older than me. You down there got all time. You don't even know what the fuck you just said 5 minutes ago. Sometimes it's just hard to weed their ass out. It's sweet motherfuckers everywhere, man.
Oh,
it's
man.
Sweet motherfuckers everywhere. But well, I swear for God, gonna... if you want something soft over here fucking with Shorty, I'm going to shit in your hand. That's all I can tell you.
Oh,
that's all I can tell you, goddamn it.
Well, I'm definitely bringing the boys with me. They already said they're coming.
They're gonna have a good time. I'm gonna take their ass out to eat and then blow their motherfucking ass out or get my ass blowed out and kept my ass on. Watch this.
You know the first place we're going. First place.
Yeah. Hey man, Sam gotta call me when y'all get here, man.
Oh, I'll make sure of that. We're gonna definitely, soon as we get there, we're gonna stay there to go eat. Last time we went there to go eat, Cam took me over there. We was eating on the way home. We were walking over to the place, to the room. Damn skunk was walking right next to us, the left side of us. I said, damn, I looked at the other side. I said, damn skunk, no way. And that was some funny stuff there, though.
Man, all kinds of skunks and rabbits and shit. All of them, brother, we from the country, baby. We brung them with us.
I know. That's why we going to the trap, because we going hunting. We going to kill a
couple. I just want
to
know everybody you putting on the phone to talk shit to me, why they sound so goddamn country.
That's right there. Write their names down.
And every last one of them sound like they older than me. Shit, I sound like I'm 23 compared to them. Them old motherfuckers. They sound old than motherfuckers. Got shit all in their
You sound like Junior.
They got all this shit in their throat and shit. What's wrong with them, Long Island? I talk for them. See, everybody can't talk like President Obama. Ain't no goddamn president. There ain't no preacher. They telling some damn lies. Who listening to that shit?
Oh,
yeah, they need to listen to me. I'm preaching to their ass. Everybody can't be Jesse Jackson. They jumping on the mic talking about a goddamn nursing home. They the goddamn leader of the goddamn nursing home. Listen to them. You heard them.
Lamont, you still out there?
Huh?
Man, you know
that
they're scared to death.
I'm listening to Pop talk a lot of shit.
That's all he is.
Hey, Joe, he might be ready to hell, Pop. Man, don't put your guys on to get old Lazarus right in there.
Yeah, no, this guy, I don't know how old he is, but he ain't that old, though. Man, I'm 42, man. I'm 42. I ain't going to tell no lie. I'm 42, sir. Yeah,
I've
been racist since
that
I was 17 years old. I've been whooping motherfuckers' ass since I was 17. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I ain't got my ass whooped, too, now. See, I can take an ass whooping. You gotta be a good loser to be a good winner.
Yeah, you ain't lying about that.
Shit, you can't just goddamn, if you be like Cold Killer, we in about 8 in a row, and then lose, you have a nervous breakdown. You have a nervous breakdown. Think you can't lose this dumb ass. I don't get funny me on the mic. That's my buddy. When I first met him, he talking all that shit. Goddamn dog stopped his ass from running. He tried to lock in, talking about he going to get me to the 330. I had a little Nova, a little street car over there. He said he going to get me to the 330 and let me know in the 8th. I said, motherfucker, you got action. Lock in 5,000. He went to breaking up. They went to grabbing him and shit. Then he raced me on feet. I knocked his ass out. BET don't want to put it on YouTube because he want a motherfucker to give him 200 to put it on there. Yeah.
Oh, damn.
BET got it. I blow this motherfucking ass out.
If y'all didn't know, you were tuning into 1-800 Keep It Real.
This
I know it's your
keep
show.
Keep It Real. I got my own goddamn show. And I'm on it right now. I just put it into your show, Long Island, so you can get some hits on this motherfucking YouTube. You know what I'm talking about?
All right, well, I got somebody, I gotta open this mic up because they're gonna open their motherfucking ass up like a candle when they get their ass up here. Open their ass on up. They gotta settle something right now. Wolfpack, you on? Yeah, come on with it then. Hey, Wolfpack, you on? Yo, what's going on, man? Man, I just, about 15 minutes ago, man, it's funny, man.
I just want to sit back and listen to this guy, man. I don't know who he is, but it's funny. I like that. Keep him going.
Well, man,
before
you go, somebody said something to you, and I think you want to hear it. June, you still on? June, you still there?
Yeah, Joe, what's going on, bud?
All right, you got Wolfpack right here.
Yeah, well, Pat, you know who this is.
Who this
you
is?
Know who this is.
Who
with
this
that
is?
Nova, that silver Nova that's going to dig in your ass.
I've heard that a couple of times before, but you ain't start digging yet. What you need?
Well, we're going to start digging in
therapy. Some help? You need some help digging?
No.
God damn.
I just need you
got,
there.
You
I just
got
need
the
you there.
To get at. You got the
that's right.
To get at.
I'm bringing a whole
that's
lot
it.
Of it, too. I'm bringing a whole
heard,
lot of it.
I heard the word that y'all couldn't get no run. What was wrong? Why y'all couldn't get a run?
We broke something. We had a problem last time. I told you that. But I think we got to figure it out.
Y'all ain't break till you seen that goddamn Nova with that ass.
Nah.
But get it right. Fix it this
nah.
time. I'm going to bring some parts with me this time.
Nah, we got spares.
Hey, now see how nice you guys is when y'all talking about digging each other's ass. When I'm talking about putting my finger in somebody's ass, they got to act like they got violated or something. Y'all with the crying and shit and whining at me. He talking a lot of shit. He needs to go in the nursing home and this and that. Shut up. You ain't going to race. But now y'all just talking about digging in each other's ass. It's all right. Two motherfuckers sound like they 73 years old talking about digging in each other's ass. It's all right. Oh, so the old timer could dig in each other's ass.
You know, that's hometown race. That's hometown.
Man. Y'all not playing this fast, man. I'm going to get off this goddamn phone because y'all ain't playing this shit fast.
Well,
I'm going to get the fuck
off. Sit your ass down, take your shirt off.
Yeah, see what I'm talking about? See, they want to give me Geritol and Tylenol and all that old shit. But you motherfuckers running around, I'm going to give y'all some goddamn night wear. Y'all need to go to sleep. Y'all hold any goddamn weight.
Yeah, but...
No.
Y'all call for you
go,
get your ass dug
in. Go on, drink you some of that flavored corn whiskey.
Man,
and holler at us.
I know what I'm going to get at. I'm going to get at some goddamn Viagra. Because ain't none of them fucking. Ain't none of them fucking. Y'all ain't got shit else better to do but to get on this show. I couldn't none of them fucking just to jump on this goddamn talk show. But y'all was on here any damn way. I came on here to help y'all out. I was doing too much fucking. You boys ain't hitting none. I'm gonna send y'all the Viagra up there to Long Island and all the different spots y'all in and North Carolina and all that bullshit. I'm gonna send y'all ass up there.
That Viagra don't make their tongue hot. They don't need that. They doing
hey,
that anyway.
On. Hey, you know that everybody think they city and they town is the best town?
Oh,
ain't
yeah,
we dumb,
of course.
Ain't we some dumb motherfuckers. I think Chi-Town the best. They think Long Island the best. North Carolina on there talking about they the baddest motherfuckers. Get y'all ass. Let's go on and get to mutual ground so I can knock y'all ass out. I don't give a fuck where you from. Come on.
Well, you know what's going on. You know what's going on, Buzz Street. All right?
Meet me at the goddamn airport.
He don't know nothing about Buzz Creek. The man
hey.
Told you. He don't
yeah,
fuck
don't
with no internet shit. He don't watch no racing on the internet. He don't do none of that.
Mate,
I know
where they ain't from. Y'all ain't from the goddamn airport. Meet me at the goddamn airport. I'm going to knock y'all ass out. I'm going to take Frank to one of you motherfuckers. Come on.
Oh, man.
Meet me at the goddamn airport. Tired of this shit. Fayetteville and all this. Show me where this shit at, Long Island. I'm going to hang with you. I trust you. Some of these
I'm
guys, I don't know nothing about them. Yeah, because some of these guys, I don't even understand what the fuck they're saying. They might trick me off in the woods.
I'm
going to
open up another mic. I got another one on there. Young Stan,
open up
the
mic. I hope he want to play.
Hey,
he like to play now.
Hey, who this old McDonald Hart farm motherfucker talking shit? There they go.
Hey,
there they go.
You know who I am? The motherfucker that's going to give your ass a Big Mac.
What you got? What you got? What the fuck? What you got?
Hey, Lil Mark.
What the fuck he got?
Man,
what
he ain't got nothing. Yo, listen.
Got,
he old man. He
got
to respect that old man.
I got a motherfucking ass and a free word of shaking in. Fuck you mean what I got?
Well, I'm going to have you eat at your own asshole if you fucking with a rock in the ring. Now, act like
all
you
really that sound good. Listen, man.
What the fuck?
Meet me at Avis rental car. We're going to get the same two cars. I'm going to knock your motherfucking ass out.
Oh, he ain't going to do shit. He a pump figure. He just in dribble shoot. He going to foul.
What did you mean? Lock in $1,000 for $2,000 or better or something, man. What did you talk about?
What he got? What he told? He just talking to talk.
He just told you anything you want to do. Get two motherfucking the same rental cars, man.
Bet. Lock in.
Anything.
Lock in. Miss.
Bet.
Y'all fucking quiet.
He get at the
right motherfucker.
The jam is in the team.
We can go get two identical cars. I'll bust your ass 8 days a week, 5 hours a day.
Let's do it, man.
And okay, on Sunday, go. As you come to church.
You got to fly you down, huh?
Let's do it. Hold on, hold on, man. Hey, Long Island. Is you locking in for this play pretty?
Look, he said he gonna do it. He ain't lying. This young thing.
I'm asking you, is you locking in for him?
How much?
We're
gonna
get two of the same cars. I'm gonna beat his motherfucking ass.
When?
Whenever, or we can do it when y'all come up here. It don't make a difference. Whoever the fuck he is, you know who he is. I don't know.
Are you coming to Maryland? Anything over here first?
Maryland?
Nope.
What are you talking about? Detroit?
You know, when Donye and all of them come up here, you coming to the capital?
Yeah,
I mean, on Bush Street?
They're going to Long Island Joe got a race in Maryland on May the 25th,
Buzz
I think
Creek.
It is.
Buzz Creek
yeah.
is
yeah,
in Maryland.
Creek, yeah.
Yeah, May 25th.
May 25th?
Yeah. Yep.
I can. But that's what I'm saying. As long as Long Island Joe gonna lock in, get two rental cars, and I'm beating his ass. Whoever the fuck he is, I don't give a fuck who he is.
You wanna lock in that day, young thing, or what?
Yeah, whenever he fucking with, we gonna get two identical cars. I'm gonna whoop his ass.
Man,
we gonna go get the same two cars at the same time. 500 on whatever.
Right, we gonna go right to the airport and get both of them the same rental car.
Okay.
I like that.
We fuck around and do that this month.
Yeah, we can do that. Yeah, you just
if
a fucking.
If you come to Fayetteville, we're gonna do it at Fayetteville because
the
car is right around the corner.
I wasn't really coming to Fayetteville. I don't even know where
the track don't even gotta be open, man. For what we talking about.
Hey, Pop, don't worry about it. We sure gotta bring your old ass down there.
Now you breaking up like a 38 Ford, man.
Hey,
you breaking up like a 38 Ford with points.
Break up, Mace. You know they scared. Let them break up, man.
Just make sure your old ass writes your will before you get to the track. You're going to pass out on the start line.
Hey, young thing.
Hey, Long Island, when that motherfucker see me, he gonna say, man, that ain't him. That motherfucker was old that was talking.
I'm gonna give you a cane so you can stay in your lane.
Hey, Long Island, when he see this motherfucker six pack, he gonna say, man, that ain't him. He too goddamn young.
Yo,
I know.
Damn all that. Tell him to lock that bread in. You know how to find me. Fuck that. He
okay.
just talking.
You want to lock it in or what?
Yeah, I can't tell. I'm just talking.
You met the right one.
Well, get your ass down, man.
Then what you gonna do? You gonna lock in?
Yeah, I'm ready. They gonna do it when they come up here?
Where the fuck is up here?
That's a long time away. I thought y'all might want to do a little early.
Man, we can do it. We can do it this week.
He talking all that shit about go to the airport, get your old ass to a fucking senior citizen convention, and let's go.
Man, we're going to get our old ass to Avis
and get up there.
Mate, would you please let me handle these people, man? They ain't nothing to me. There's nothing. Hey, Long Island, lock your ass in, man. I'll do it this week. We can meet wherever the fuck y'all want to meet at.
All right.
We can do it this week.
They're going to be snowing this weekend.
Well, David,
we can do it somewhere where there ain't no snow, man. I just said we can meet wherever. We're going to meet at this motherfucker's house. We're going to get you rent a car. And
okay,
I'm knocking his ass out or get my ass knocked out.
Well, I'm going to send his ass all the way back on the plane. Come on.
Well, let's do it then.
Nah, Lamar, we ain't sitting on the plane. We'll put him in a wheelchair and sit his ass down the highway.
I'm gonna go get the fucking wheelchair from the gate at the airport and push it down the ramp.
What's that talking in the background, man? All that background ass shit, man.
Listen, Skin.
Hey, Joe.
Dude, this motherfucker, listen.
We trying to get some for real action. Anybody on here got some shit they really need to get off their chest? Because your man talking a whole bunch of shit. He ain't gonna do
I want to play, motherfucker. You ain't gonna do shit. Talk.
Well, I got a car that'll say I'll do something.
I got a car too. Everybody got a goddamn car. Man, my goddamn son got a car. My daughter
all
got a car.
All you talk about is where you ain't going to be at. Where you ain't going to be at. What the hell
man,
you
I
got?
Don't go all around the world, but I will go. You ain't nothing. You want me to come way there? It costs more than $500 to come there. You gonna lock in $500 to come all the way to wherever you talking about it. I don't even know where the fuck I'm going.
Yeah, what do old McDonald got?
A Big Mac for your ass. And I'm gonna put some Mac sauce on your ass.
Yo, what do old McDonald got? He got an old farm truck or something?
Hey, what
do you got? What do you got? He got a truck that he all sick with, and he talk a lot of shit.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, okay.
He's King out there on the street right now racing, so I can't. He's going to call him as soon as he finishes the race. So as soon as he finishes the race,
so he just had a kill. He really did.
Truck going against that.
Yeah.
So
here, Pop, keep his mouth.
I just told you what the fuck we can do. Any one of you cowards.
I didn't tell you that.
I just told any one of you cowards what the fuck we can do.
You are. Big Mule.
Yeah, go ahead, man. Go ahead. I'm Big Mule here.
Hey, Joe, he talking about he come over to help your show out. His show must have been ass because he came over here because he ain't got nobody on his show.
Boy, come
you're
on,
a lying
Big
motherfucker.
Big Mule looking for some work, man. I got a 9-second truck, man. That's 10, 9 seconds. Well, I need some work.
Oh, no, I can't work that thing.
Well, you can't work,
Big
man.
Mule.
You're scared of what?
Too goddamn fast.
Goddamn, man. Goddamn. Big Mule can't get no work. I got to get off. Y'all can't get me no, I can't get no work, man. I got to get off, man.
What the hell is
that?
Hey, Joe, what
do you got,
Joe?
I don't know. Big
Mule
said he got an
S10
or something?
Yeah, I got an S10, man. Come on, man. Come on, give me some work.
Whatever. It ain't a is it an S10 what? Big block, small block, nitrous what?
Don't matter, man. Come on, man. I need some work.
Man, you ain't got
no
shit.
Y'all bullshit, man. Fuck that,
right,
man. Come on, man. Big Mule. All
right. We got some work. What you want to do?
I don't know. What can I get, man?
What can you get?
can I get a wheel in the
side of the motherfucking track?
Huh?
Can I get a wheel in the boat?
Let him talk, mate.
I'm out of Nicky Lucas' track, man. Man, Nicky Lucas on the same team.
He ain't got shit. Him and he another old McDonald.
Man, they over there off that moonshine.
Him and Pop still on that third.
I know Vicky.
Come on, man. Come on, man. I always get a wiggle in the bunk.
The wiggle in the bunk?
I'll tell you what. What would you give me the wiggle in the bunk?
Who the fuck is this?
It's the worst nightmare.
Oh, shit. You got a deal, buddy. Wait, let's get it on right now. We go around this store and get this shit on. We go to Sherman Road right now and get this shit on.
Go where?
We go to Sherman Road right now and get this shit on.
Hey, Joe, man, I come on here to see where the fuck Street King got the lock in the side bedroom of Lamont. Where the hell is Mike that's really talking about something at?
Oh, man,
well,
y'all want to know shit. Fuck that. Really
I
want
to know who the fuck is all these Jitty Boom motherfuckers talking about. Ain't nobody talking about nothing. Who the fuck is that?
Hey, Pop, you talking about Chicken Boom. Do me a favor.
Jitty Boom.
You your ass down and go play pool or something.
I said Jitty Boom.
No, go sit your Jitty Boom ass down.
All these Jitty Boom motherfuckers keep jumping on here and talking about, yeah, man, wait a minute. I want to know what somebody's really talking about something. Y'all ain't talking about shit. Y'all ain't got shit to do. Y'all dumb. Just like us, we on this goddamn radio show. Ain't none of us got shit to do. Shut the fuck up. Who the fuck y'all is?
Hey,
y'all have so much to do. Y'all be sitting there goddamn it doing something. Fuck y'all on this motherfucking line for.
Hey, Gufferson.
Fuck off this line. Yes, sir.
Hey.
Yes, sir.
Shut your old ass up.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, thank you.
Anything else you want me to do?
I want to mention something. I just want to make sure everybody know. On March 22nd and 23rd, we'll be in Fayetteville. On April 26th, we'll be in Piedmont Driveway. On May 25th, we'll be in Quartz Creek Mound. On June 7th, we'll be in Chicago, the Big Sham Race. So I just want to let y'all know, so if y'all decide y'all want to meet up, we can meet up any one of those places. So if any one of y'all say that you want to run, I know King is going to have gonna have a truck. I know we already got our date. We have to run. Those two cars gotta run. I know Wolfpack and June. They definitely want to lock in. So I don't know what date they're gonna lock in for. Y'all want to lock in? Y'all get in touch with me, and I'll turn around. I'll hold the money or whatever you want me to do. But
hey, Long, you said mm-hmm. March 22nd. Y'all gonna be in Fayetteville.
Yeah.
Where's that?
What state is that? North Carolina. Now, I'm going to tell you something.
I'm going to tell you something.
Okay. Do Pop really got a race car? Let me tell you, this is not a lie. No, Pop, you got a couple things.
Pop got an S10 truck, Syndicab, small block with Matrix. He talk a lot of shit, but if we come to Fayetteville, we gonna make his ass dance about it.
With air conditioning, leather seats and shit like that, man. Power windows and shit, power locks. Not
well,
just
me
no
a favor.
85 S10, motherfucking 99 S10 with leather seats, power windows, power locks, no turbo, no supercharger. Regular ride around shit, man. That's
right, I'll what you do, Pop.
Joe, you heard what he just said, right?
Now tell him to lock in since he got so much mouth.
Huh?
What are we locking in to, jackass?
500 or 3,000 or better.
What are we locking in to? We don't even know what the fuck we running.
I got a Fairmont.
Man, Fairmont your ass.
Man.
I ain't running no motherfucking Fairmont with your sweet ass. I told you if you want some soft ass shit in your hand, I think you want some doo-doo in your motherfucking ass. I'm out of goddamn Fairmont. What the fuck wrong with you? Do it got air conditioning on it?
Huh?
Do it got air conditioning on it?
Yeah.
Lock in. It got a flat hood and air conditioning on it. Lock in, motherfucker.
It got a flat hood and air conditioning on it. Yeah, got a flat hood on it.
And air conditioning. The air conditioning got to work. Lock
it
the ass in.
It has an air cooling system on it, yes.
Oh!
Air conditioning, motherfucker.
Hey, Blaze, would you be quiet, man? I'm smarter than a fifth grader. Please. He know what the fuck we saying, man. Let him play dumb, man. Let him play dumb. I don't care nothing about what he's saying, man. I know. I think you can't trick me with no words and all that, man. You know I'm way clever than that. He's dumb as goddamn in a fifth grader. We already know he is. If you got air conditioning on it working, lock your motherfucking ass in.
I have an air cooling system.
I don't know what that is. I said air conditioning. I don't know what an air cooling system is. I don't know what that is.
What does the air conditioning do?
Me no speak no English. Because I don't know what's wrong with me.
I don't open up
but, man, I got this here, boy.
410.
I'm the baddest motherfucker I ever was, long as the money is. Come on.
I'll cool your motherfucking ass.
Yeah, I can't tell. I ain't even trying to race no damn fast now. If you got air conditioning on it, lock your ass in, man. With no cage in it, with all the seats in it, lock in with a flat hood. I'm going to show your ass something.
I don't got that.
Oh, okay. No problem, sir.
I do got
you
for your monkey ass. I got a stock car, stock head, air conditioner.
I don't know what none of that means, man. I don't know what none of that means, a stock car, stock head. I don't know what the fuck that means. Tell me what that means. Define that. With your
full interior. Full interior. Roll up and down when it was over 3,600 pounds, I run you head the fuck up.
Okay,
Joe. Now what's up, Pop?
Do it got a flat hood on it?
Yeah.
Do it got air conditioning on it?
Yeah.
Lock your motherfucking ass in, sweetie.
500. 500.
Oh. I'm running you with a car just like that.
Okay.
No turbo, no supercharger, right?
I ain't got nothing to do with all that.
Oh, okay. I'll knock your ass out. I know you ain't nothing. I'm telling you what the fuck I got. I don't got to run you. You ain't nothing to me. Who the fuck is you? I run every day. I don't need you.
Oh.
I don't need you.
Hey, Long Island, like court martial him. Shoot him in front of the people.
I'm trying to tell you what the fuck I'm running. I have no problem with you with what you got.
I'm coming with a stock car just like you. Drive it to the track and
everything. That's not a stock car, man. I mean, that ain't no stock car to me. I don't want to run that. I just told you what we could get. We could get two cars from the fucking rental car place and get out, man. Two of the
well,
same cars and we can get out.
Lock it. 500 for
$2. I just told you we could do that. We could do that shit this week.
Where are you?
I'm in Chicago. Where are you?
Chicago.
This motherfucker. He's in Chicago. We'll meet at Fed on the 22nd and get it on.
Man, this man want to wait all the way to the fucking 22nd to get some fucking rental cars, man. Get your coward ass out of here.
You
must be right around the corner.
I told you we can do that shit now.
We can do that shit now. I told you we can meet somewhere neutral, man. Where you at? I told you where the fuck I'm at. Where you at?
I'm in Buffalo. So let's meet in New Jersey, and I'll fucking run your ass.
You in Buffalo?
Yeah.
What's that, Buffalo, New York?
Yeah.
Yep. Well, why the fuck we got to meet in New Jersey? That's way closer
that's,
to you
that's
than to
neutral.
Me.
No, that's neutral.
That ain't no mother. That's neutral?
You 12 hours.
No.
That's 10 hours.
Man, that ain't no damn neutral. Come on, man.
That's the only place I know that's neutral.
Okay.
All right.
You failed geography, boy. However old you is, you failed geography.
Sure did. You went to. I didn't. I'm sorry. I wasn't able to go to Jerusalem High School with Jesus like yourself.
No, and I wasn't either. But I was able to go to a motherfucking high school where they had geography
for
the poor folks.
Yeah, you use rocks for notebooks.
Sure. 410-5532, you on.
This three boy. You boys bad. Y'all turning it on. What time did the goddamn show go off? These boys turning it on.
410-5532.
These boys want to blow my ass out, I see. I like that, though.
Lamont, you did what you supposed to do today?
Yeah, no.
Street King just turned around and he bet Steph another 500.
Uh-oh.
That's what he did. He upped the bet. That's a side bet. Just a side bet with Lamont. Now he said, Street King said he going to tap the gas until his foot get tired.
I bet he won't do that.
That's what he had told me. I kid you not.
Well, they
made me want to come up there and just watch.
Hey, Lamont, I mean, tell him I'll spot his ass in the AP coming with that Monte Carlo.
But you know he out there on the road right now. They got a big money run going on out the road right now.
You make sure he know that. I turn right around and spot his ass.
And that's the one. And after that, hopefully we can get Skin and the Magnum locked in.
Oh yeah, I like that.
And that's the run I
want. We got them pop with the goddamn truck for hauling
that's
shit. Hey Pop, you're a bad man, Pop.
You said I'm a what?
I said, Pop, you're a bad man, Pop.
What I do, baby?
Yeah, man, you got to come to Fayetteville, man. I got to meet you.
Man, well,
if you
want to
meet him, his twin brother at the nursing home down there on 21, so you can go see him. You meet his brother, you met him.
Hey, man, I'm praying for you, man. That guy there lonely in the motherfucker. He need a hug, man. Why don't y'all get that guy a hug, man? He need a goddamn hug. I think he's jealous or something. You know, a couple of guys on this mic is jealous.
You don't know another brother like me.
And you don't know another brother like me.
All right.
Then we dancing on Pablo. You got a lot of shit, boy.
Man, you don't know another brother like me. I don't give a fuck how rich you is or how poor you is. We don't know no motherfucker like you because you ain't
shit. Of course
shit.
We don't. You're the oldest man in the world. How the hell we going to know somebody like you?
There you go. Where to get my age, youngster?
Where
to get my age, son? Where to do the things that I did?
You only one that shared birthday with Jesus and shit, you old ass bastard.
Yeah, that's so much for you.
Now, you know the boy in Chicago, the one that we were talking about before, they had the small block that they were trying to run, right? You understand? What was the kid that they were trying to run you with the small block out there?
Oh,
what you were talking about, they got a
Jimbo?
Small block they want to run you with?
Jimbo?
Yeah, they put a straight head, small block, on motor, stock suspension.
Jimbo.
Oh, that's it?
Yo, listen up, man.
Yeah, but
are
he
you
going to
be ready for him?
It's your lungs on there.
Are you gonna be ready for him?
Yeah, he don't want to sip. He don't want to have a. He said he don't have a straight head.
Oh, he said he don't have a straight head.
Yeah, he don't have a straight head. Come on, that video fucked us up. I should never did that video.
Yep.
That's
what about the guy who called you out?
Where he at? Huh?
What about the guy who called you out?
He's high.
That's Rhodey.
Where Brody? Wherever he at? Where the hell he at?
Brody had left here. Brody
huh?
Left, he's dead. Brody turned
they
around.
That
first he said he was going to run. Now he said he ain't going to run. 1 minute he's going to run. All both he said. And soon as Mark answered him, that was it.
Hey, Long Island.
Man.
He seen that motherfucker, that video, 60 foot.
Long Island.
Fucked him up.
Yeah, you got him.
Long Island, you say that Mopar is coming to Chicago for sure?
You should have it ready. But it's a small block Mopar.
Uh-huh.
I know it's a small block Mopar. Not that, not me running up. You talking about old. It's a small block. Not big block.
Small block Mopar.
Yep.
On the motor.
On the motor.
Mm-hmm.
What you got?
Why you falling asleep?
What you
right.
got to try and try with?
Right? You see?
I'm just trying to introduce some Chicago hospitality. That's all.
Okay.
Just inquire. Just want to make sure.
Yeah, well, we got quite a bit on coming. I didn't know how to see you. If everything worked out like we said with this car travel, we're going to hate the dogs coming with us.
Might have a little small black Chevy. Run them on the motor.
And what kind of car, though?
Impala.
Oh, Impala? Oh, yeah, it was on the Impala, man.
What kind of Mopar is that? What kind of Mopar is that?
You got a Duster. Stock suspension, 28 on it.
Oh, a Duster? Oh, a
yeah.
Little bitty. Okay. No.
Damn it.
Yeah.
He definitely going to come with it, though.
Oh, he's definitely gonna come with it. Okay.
Yes, sir.
So we got a lot of action, Joe. We ain't found no action from me yet, Joe.
Huh?
Y'all got a lot of months. You got a lot of months ahead of you. You got a lot of months ahead of you.
No, I don't.
Before y'all come to Chicago? Oh, y'all got plenty of time.
Now we talking about for months.
We got Maryland on the 25th. That looking. To knock somebody off too. That's a quarter mile if somebody wants to get down there or Fayetteville. You look at.
If I don't get nobody locked in for March, I'm going to save it for your show in May.
Yes.
Gotcha.
I mean,
gotcha.
I can tell you,
gotcha.
Some of the races that are locked in at Piedmont already, there's four races
Piedmont.
Locked in at Piedmont. Yeah, Piedmont.
I like.
Now, Piedmont race where they got the Slut versus Popeye.
Yahoo?
The Slut versus Popeye. Mm-hmm. Big block Mustang, one big block Ford, one big block Chevrolet.
Man.
Yeah. There's definitely a lot of things going on.
Well.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I guess we got only like 90 seconds to go, so if anybody else got anything to say before we close?
Well, this move from Chicago, I enjoyed your show, and I love the camaraderie, the respect, and hope to talk to you next week, and hope to see you when you come down, or I will see you when you come down, Lord willing, and if I get any financial blessings, I'm going to come up there to spectate and gamble on the sideline.
That sounds good.
Well, that's cool. Hey,
Energizer Ultimate Lithium.
Old dog, you all right with me? I hope you stay safe out there and make sure you get your Colostomy bag and clean it out before you go to bed tonight.
Damn.
Hey, Joe, whatever you do, Joe, make your pop come to goddamn Fayetteville, man.
I hope every last one of y'all ever come out of Kalani clean your ass out.
Later.
Okay, take care, you guys.
Later.